Nigeria's government announced it was suspending Twitter indefinitely after a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari was deleted for violating the company's abusive behavior policy. Users of this platform who use it to connect with people, share knowledge, and run their businesses have cried out about the economic impact the ban would have on them. The chairman of the Nigeria Union of Journalists, Abuja, Emmanuel Obeche, expressed worries that such government regulation efforts could spread.
I think they are testing the ground for wide range efforts to curtail the right freedom of expression, for the media to hold them accountable and to be transparent. And we are very worried that if the government were to succeed in this endeavor to have the ban on Twitter stay, then other social media platforms are at risk.
Obeche noted that the implications of the ban are very grave and should be redressed. Yemi Itodo, chairman of National Assembly New Media Forum, a forum of online journalists, lamented that the ban already has destroyed businesses.
On Twitter, we have about 12 million subscribers, an average of 5 to 6 million viewers every day. But since the ban, we are practically shut out of the market. As I speak to you, nothing is moving for us, and all my members in National Assembly keep on complaining.
According to a report, about 50% of Nigeria's population used the internet as of January. Any efforts by the government to regulate social media platforms will discourage many from connecting to the internet. A human rights lawyer in Abuja, Frank Tete, says the ban is a total disregard of the fundamental rights of the people.
The Nigerian human rights community is indeed shocked that nearly 40 million Nigerians will be deprived access to use Twitter simply because the Nigerian president is offended that one of his tweets has been removed by Twitter. Imagine that the right to access information and to use social media tools to enhance business and social relations will be stopped totally.
Tete said the government's action portends a very bad development for business and indeed all social economic activities. An online activist and social media businesswoman, Cecilia James, urged the government to focus more on fighting insurgency than Twitter.
It's unfortunate. Our government only thinks about politics, winning election and all of that, and nothing else matters. Our youth are largely unemployed, insecurity is ravaging everybody, and it is Twitter that is their problem, of all the problems in this country.
The government confirmed that Twitter has formally written to seek for dialogue on the suspension of these operations in the country. For VOA News, Monachi Chooks from Abuja.